Chapter 4. Hold Your Horses. Joe. One moment I'm Clint Eastwood, riding across the open prairie, and the next I'm Joe Hardy, flying off the back of my horse. Okay, so it didn't happen as fast as that. I kicked Norman into a trot, and then a lope, and when I felt a pop vibrate through the saddle, Norman must not have liked it, because he began to buck. That's when I experienced the whole flying off my horse thing. Not so fun. I hit the ground hard, landing on my hip. Even though the pain was agonizing, I was aware of my situation well enough to roll away from the jumping horse. Norman bucked his way into the grazing herd of cattle. His saddle slid to his side with only the chest straps and belly strap holding it in place. Those straps didn't hold for long, though. Norman moved around so much that the thin straps snapped and the horse trampled the saddle under his hooves. The saddle and blanket stayed on the ground while the horse bucked away. He kicked a few more times before coming to a stop. As I lay on the ground moaning, I heard galloping hooves approach. Sarah and Frank rode up to where I'd fallen. They slid off their horses and bent over me. "Joe, you all right?" asked Frank.
"Hang on," I ordered. "Don't touch me."
I waited for the throbbing in my hip to subside. Sarah walked over to my saddle, then examined it.
"The cinch broke," she reported.
The cinch was the main strap keeping the saddle on the back of a horse. Only the worst thing to break.
"Hopefully that's all that's broken," I grunted.
The throbbing eased a bit, and I reached toward my brother.
"What are you doing?" I asked. "Don't just stand there. Help me up."
Frank helped me to my feet. I rubbed my sore hip. "Think you broke anything?" Frank asked. I shook my head.
"No, but there's going to be a whopper of a bruise."
"Wait a minute," said Sarah.
She unbuckled the cinch and examined it more closely.
"This didn't break on its own. Someone cut it."
"What?" I asked. Sarah dropped the strap and raised her arms.
"Everyone stop where you are," she ordered. "Lucky, check everyone's cinch straps."
"You got it,"
Lucky replied. He slid off his horse and began ducking under the other riders' horses.